This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a visit to Japan this evening to participate in the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit. This will be Prime Minister Modi's 8th visit to Japan and the first summit with his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that during the visit, the two leaders will review the special strategic and global partnership between India and Japan, including defence and security, trade and economy, technology and innovation, and people-to-people exchanges. Indian Ambassador to Japan C.B. George told Akashvani News that the Prime Minister's visit to Japan will open fresh avenues of cooperation between the two countries.
Very few countries have a relationship, we call it special, but we call it between India and Japan, it is special. It is a partnership, it is strategic, and also it is global. It has both bilateral and plurilateral aspect in it. When you look at the bilateral, we have seen a complete transformation in the relationship in the last 10 years.
The Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana has completed 11 years today. It is one of the biggest financial inclusion initiatives in the world, which was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the 15th of August 2014 from the ramparts of the Red Fort. The scheme ensures access to a range of financial services like availability of basic savings bank account, access to need-based credit, remittances facility, insurance and pension. Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana provides a platform for universal access to banking facilities with at least one basic banking account for every household, financial literacy and access to credit, insurance and pension facility. The government has decided to extend the import duty exemption on raw cotton from the 30th of September to the 31st of December 2025. In a statement, the Ministry of Finance said this decision has been taken to augment availability of cotton for the Indian textile sector. Earlier, the government had temporarily exempted the import duty on cotton from the 19th of August to the 30th of September. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to the citizens of Odisha on the occasion of the Nuakhai festival. In a social media post, President Murmu said this festival is a sacred opportunity to express respect for agriculture and gratitude towards farmers. In a social media post, Mr. Modi highlighted that the festival serves as a reminder of the deep gratitude owed to farmers whose hard work sustains everyone. He also expressed hope for good health, prosperity and happiness in every household. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Chhattisgarh, coastal Karnataka, Madhya Maharashtra and Uttarakhand for today. Isolated heavy rainfall will occur in Odisha, Vidarbh, Madhya Pradesh, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and Jharkhand for the next 2 to 3 days. Similar weather conditions have been predicted over Gujarat, Goa, Konkan and Madhya Maharashtra for next week. Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, East Rajasthan and Haryana will experience heavy rainfall at isolated places during the next 7 days. The department has also predicted very light to light rain for the subsequent 5 days over Delhi NCR. In Himachal Pradesh, efforts are underway to bring life back on track after the recent heavy rainfall. Due to landslides and floods, two national highways and 582 roads are closed for traffic. A report.
The spell of monsoon rains continues intermittently in Himachal Pradesh. The Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rain in Una, Hamirpur, Mandi, Shimla and Sirmaur. Thousands of devotees on the Mani Mahesh Yatra in Chamba district are stranded at various places. The administration has accommodated them in safe shelters. 310 people have lost their lives so far during this monsoon season in Himachal Pradesh, while 38 are still missing. Heavy rains have damaged more than 3,500 houses across the state. Prabha Sharma, Akashvani News, Shimla.
Indian Grandmaster R. Pragyananda has qualified for the Grand Chess Tour finale after finishing runner-up at the Sankfield Cup, where American Wesley So clinched the title with a dramatic three-way playoff victory. Pragyananda is currently the sole Indian to have qualified for the candidates. In badminton, men's doubles duo of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty, along with ace shuttler PV Sindhu, stormed into the round of 16 at the BWF World Championships 2025 in Paris. And with that, we end this news bulletin.